Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
These are especially difficult and scary times for immigrant communities, especially because many don't speak or read English as a first language. So it's very hard to get factual information about the coronavirus. So many of these communities are turning more and more to social media. Monica Samayoa of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Voss Workers' Rights Education Project focuses on empowering immigrants in Portland to improve their working conditions. But the nonprofit has seen a steady decline in employment opportunities due to COVID-19. Executive Director Osmani Alcaraz Ochoa says those who are largely affected are non-English speaking and elderly.
We have a population that has historically had a lot of social barriers.
He says work for day laborers rises in the spring, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, jobs are drying up. As the seriousness of the virus has progressed, staff at Voss and places that serve other immigrant communities throughout Oregon have taken it upon themselves to educate and inform their communities about resources and about COVID-19.
We're scrambling to ensure that our members have the education they need about what's happening. They have individual and collective kind of like preparedness planning, and then also basic access to basic needs.
Many non-English speaking immigrants in Oregon have been resorting to social media as their primary source of information. Reina Lopez is executive director of the Farm Worker and Tree Planter Union, Pineros and Campesinos Unidos del Noroeste. She says the mostly non-English speaking Latinos her groups work with are relying on platforms like Facebook to translate and share news within their communities.
Our digital posts on Facebook have been, and the ones in Spanish have been the ones that gotten the most clicks, the most shares, the most engagements on those posts.
But Lopez says finding trustworthy sources and getting news translated in a timely manner is a big challenge. Other immigrant organizations have figured out a way to get news and share it in a timely manner. Juana Lay is a community organizer for the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon. She says the Chinese American community is mainly getting its information from WeChat, a Chinese social media app that offers multi-purpose messaging and has an estimated 1 billion users.
All the Chinese, we use the social media called WeChat.
Lay says her group posts and updates on WeChat every day and gets information from Portland area local government leaders and translates Northwest coronavirus news so they can quickly share with others. But Lay says although the community has been informed for months now, they are also very stressed out.
Earlier, we really concerned our families in China. So right now is our turn.
The initial COVID-19 outbreak in China means Oregon's Chinese American community has been well aware of the virus for months. And now that it has spread to the rest of the world, Lay said families feel the roles have switched. Now families in China are concerned with their relatives in the United States and fear that people are not taking the situation seriously enough.
They really worry, and some people actually talk to me and they want to encourage people in our community. More people can wear masks.
Some people are also confused on what to do after losing their jobs because of COVID-19 and are having trouble finding resources online for support. Lay says her group is currently translating unemployment forms to help members in their community who need to fill them out. Joy Malumba is a supervisor with the African Family Holistic Health Organization. The organization serves over 200 families in the Portland metro area who speak Swahili, and he says his community is facing similar challenges. He says members also use social media and messaging apps like WhatsApp to share information. But he says some of the elders struggle to use new technology. That leaves Malumba with no choice but to make face-to-face contact to update them on the latest news. So he turned to YouTube to watch videos on how to be responsible in situations like a pandemic.
I realized it's like the knowledge and the skill set that I have right now is not equipped to handle this, but I should not be just the only person. It has to be a community effort.
Now Malumba's goal is to come up with a preparedness kit that will focus on health resources that Swahili speakers can use for themselves and for others in the community. For Here and Now, I'm Monica Samayoa.